Aloha, sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Cut me off.
Ruined it. Podcast over.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 19, a long-awaited episode of the GamersAssociation.com Game Plan Podcast. I'm joined here by a big new crew, mostly new. The one you know, Nicholas Kane, right there. That's him. Cameron, I don't even know how to pronounce your last name. Is it Wasmond?
Wasmond. Yeah.
Wasmond. Been writing for us for a bit, and now he's on the podcast. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
And over on the other end, we have Peter. You're going to have to say your last name for me, too, man.
Gligowski.
Just like it's, I thought it would be. Peter Gligowski. Both excellent writers here. And now we got them talking. You can hear their voices.
I've been waiting.
Right. So now every time you read their articles, you can read it in their voices.
I read them to myself.
Yeah. Perfect. So welcome. Let's have a podcast. What have you guys been up to? What have you guys been playing? Let's ease into this thing.
Who's going first?
doesn't matter to me.
Run with it, Cameron.
All right. Well, I've been playing WWE 13 pretty much every day, and I'm not sure why, because I think it might actually be a shitty game, or a sucky game. Can I swear?
Sure.
I'm cussing all the time. So I've been in like a Taco Bell and wrestling-induced haze for like a week, and I think the game's bad, but I'm not sure, because it's like old wrestling when I used to watch it as a little kid. So I'm all nostalgic about it, being like, this is awesome. But at the same time, every time somebody throws me out of the ring, the game crashes and I have to restart my PlayStation, so that doesn't sound very good.
Wow.
No.
No, I have
a question.
Did you ever think that game would be good? And do they make those perennially? They come out every year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, every year.
So it's like the really bad version of Madden.
I get the feeling this one's better than the other ones, because I've had a decent amount of fun with it, and it's made by the guys that did the old Nintendo 64 ones on, like, the last few years. Yeah, and No Mercy, the best ones.
Oh, I love freaking WCW NWO Revenge.
Yeah.
Same guys. They made that one, too.
Wasn't that a THQ joint? Who picked that up now?
I think... Who got that? It was like...
I'm actually looking. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was... God, I have no idea. But the box has THQ still on it. It's
right.
Like the last one.
That's a collector's item.
I know, right?
Complete with
GameStop sticker right all up on the front.
Hey, 2K Sports has it now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But that's going to suck.
I always like their sports games better than EA's, though.
I don't like their baseball, but I was a huge fan of... ESPN 2K.
Their basketball games are sweet, I thought.
Yeah, they were pretty good for a while.
Yeah, I don't play them.
Talk about wrestling, though. Like, sometimes I forget wrestling exists, and then, like, something happens, like, when Randy Savage dies, and then I, like, lose myself for, like, an hour in Wikipedia. Like, holy crap.
You know what? I just read IGN's wrestling recap almost weekly, and, like...
No, you don't.
It's like, I swear to God... I haven't watched a wrestling match or show for Christ, like a decade. I still harbor this very creepy sideline fascination with it.
It's weird.
If you're not creepy, I have all those WCW Bash and Brawlers. I have like five different things of Sting, and then two Hogans, and a bunch of DDPs, and Goldberg, and all this stuff.
That was all the action figures they ever made for that. It was just four guys.
They're awesome, though.
Like a Scott Steiner or something.
I have that one, too. I'm asleep.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
So have you been playing anything non-wrestling, or has that been it?
I've been playing some other games. Actually, I just bought Folktale on Steam. It just got green-lighted, and I have no idea what it is.
God, is something about you. I feel like you have, like, every game.
I have.
I have an infinite...
200 just on Steam. I have a PlayStation 3 too, like 8 there. You know, I just can't stop myself from getting games.
What'd
you
say, Kane?
PlayStation, right?
Yep, PlayStation 3.
Dude, kick ass. That's awesome.
late into the game.
Yeah, really.
I don't play any sports games, so I probably wouldn't be a very good Xbox fan.
Right.
I don't love the NFL as much as Microsoft does.
No, you don't need to track your fantasy players alongside while you're playing the game.
Connect. I need to know everything about The Rock. Bring up Wikipedia.
Xbox, go home.
Yeah. All right, what else have you been watching?
And then he checks through the roof.
Okay, cool. So have you played Folktale, or did you just buy Folktale?
I just bought it, and I was like, I'm going to play this, but we're probably going to do a podcast in a minute, so I probably shouldn't play Folktale while we're doing the podcast.
Smart move.
Good. Interesting.
So because I want to go left to right, and the way you're organized is left to right. Nick, what are you playing now?
I still have found myself playing stupidly addictive games. I'm still playing Dota a lot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, I put in like 6 hours to like 2 a.m. last night. And I started a new Terraria world because I don't respect myself.
What does that have to do with self-respect?
Because Terraria is a sad time sink. It's like the poor man's Minecraft, but different. And so, did I ever tell you what happened with my first world?
Your what world?
My first Terraria world.
I don't think you did.
Okay, so, like, I was just building it, like, in my computer, just, you know, like, making all this cool stuff. And I was running mods on it, and Steam updated, and, like, the mods corrupted my file. So, like, just one day, like, 50 hours of work was gone. So, like, just table flip and uninstall, and played it again. So, like, I finally fired it up again. So, I've been doing Terraria and Dota and a very old and very good game, Super Mario Land 3 Wario Land on Game Boy, well, the eShop, the virtual console, but it's a OG Game Boy title, and it's a really great game.
Dude, I have that on Game Boy. It's so good.
Ass. Yeah, it's so good. We're, like, guarding all the treasure in the world.
Yes.
Dude, what my favorite part is, the end of that game, like, you blow up the big fortress, and you're like, you're feeling like a beast, and there's a giant statue of Peach, and you're like, oh yeah, that's mine, and Mario just comes and takes it, and that's how the game ends, just you, like, prostrate on the ground with your hands in the air.
That's how the end of all the Mario games end. He just shows up and takes Peach.
Total
tragic.
Yeah.
What
Not playing it, obviously. Animal Crossing comes out a week.
Oh, yes.
So that's the next thing in my life.
Dude, I feel like the press that are more important than us got Animal Crossing so damn early. Like, they've been playing it for, like, months, it feels like.
Yeah, Nintendo shut us down hard. They're like, yeah, no, that's just, nope.
They always, have we got, I don't think we've ever got a Nintendo game.
No, God, no, they never. And we probably won't ever get a Nintendo game.
We need to keep our Ubisoft love going.
Yeah, maybe we should stop writing Nintendo bashing articles. I don't know, maybe that has to do with it. I don't know.
But, 10 reasons why I love Nintendo.
There we go.
I like Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
No, I certainly like Nintendo. I don't get Nintendo.
No,
I don't.
Nobody gets Nintendo.
Yeah, that's really all I've been playing is Dota and Terraria.
And I think for our faithful listeners, they know all about your Dota addictions already.
Dude, it just came out of nowhere, and like all of my friends just got into it. It's crazy fun.
That's what I hear. That's what you tell me, but I don't know if I want to go there.
And, like, you always think you're getting better, and then just like one just jackass who's been playing it for like 400 hours just comes and makes you feel so bad about yourself.
What can you do?
There's just no happiness.
You like, cry.
I've never had fun playing Dota. It's always been like, oh, I'll try this out, and then it's just stress for like 3 hours, and then I stop playing.
The thing about that game is, like, sometimes I have the inkling to play it, and I see none of my friends are on, and I have no desire to play it then. If you're not playing that game with at least two other people, it's not fun. But that's either really good game design or really bad game design, because it's unabashedly a multiplayer game. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It's an excellent game, though.
Well, the way Valve gives out free Dota beta access things, like, everyone in the world's going to have it before too long.
If you want, like, I have another 4 copies of it.
Yeah, I just got a fresh batch.
I ran out. I had to start getting other games to randomly give to people.
Yeah. giving me Steam beta access for the trading card thing. What is that? I don't really know what this is.
I don't know how it works. I played Team Fortress once and it gave me a pyro card.
I think I screwed it up. Like, I clicked it and installed it and there's no, like,
yeah, it doesn't, about it. That's what confused me, because it just was like, alright, you're in the beta. And then it just happens.
But unlike everyone else, I haven't gotten any cards.
Well, it's only like specific games, like mostly Valve games. So if you just jump in and start.
I haven't got one yet. I'm really hurt.
Yeah, just have to play more Dota.
Yeah, right.
12 more hours of Dota for you.
Collectible card games are all the effing rage right now, too. And I don't get them. I don't see how they're fun.
Can I trade my copy of Sleeping Dogs for a card pack?
Right, like. Blizzard has theirs now. Scrolls is coming out, and this I don't get it.
No, I never got it either.
So bad.
It seems like they're like decades late. Like, I feel like Magic was huge like years ago.
Well, does anyone here play a lot of Diablo 3? Because I don't.
Absolutely, dude. I have like 150 hours played in that game. No joke.
Okay, so my friends, my friends have put like five. Like, they're crazy. They're into it. Like, and they're furious about the card game because it's basically, they say that it's just basically Blizzard finding a way to take all your RMAH money because no one's spending it on anything. They're bolstering their own economy with the card game, which it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because, like, there's nothing to do in Diablo 3 anymore. After you play it for, like, a month, you've finished the game. That's it. Like, you can duel people, that's it.
They played Diablo 2 until Diablo 3 came out. Like, they're huge Diablo fans.
I'm really impressed with your friend sticking with Diablo 3 for a whole year. That's
two little things. My friend has Lem Cotir tattooed on him, and for Secret Santa, my friend got him 4 really rare HRs for Christmas.
It's amazing.
It was hysterical.
Wow. That's hardcore.
He almost, like, was crying. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
You have really cool friends. They
make me look really cool. But yeah, okay, so I'll pass the ball.
All right.
What have you been playing?
Passed it to Peter.
Wow. I just finished Anodyne, and I wrote my review of it.
What is that? Yeah, I've seen it on things.
It's pretty much like a Zelda knockoff. I mean, I hate to say that, because it was made by two guys, so clearly they have some kind of love for that genre, but it's just like it had really sloppy controls, and the story's so freaking pretentious. You know, like, there's lots of scenes, like I said in my review, too, like, you talk to a rock, and it says, you're talking to a rock because you have no friends. Like, okay.
That's so cold.
Yeah, like, thanks, you know, I just wanted to enjoy a game, but sure.
Yeah.
And I had the gamepad, and I know it's a PC game, whatever. I didn't use, like, Joy to Key or anything. It has built-in support, and God, does it suck. You make jumps and your guy just kind of floats away from where you're landing, and then I fall off and get really mad. And
so are there a lot of platforming elements?
The game's only like 6 hours long, so I'd say like maybe a fourth of it is platforming.
That's kind of interesting in a Zelda formula. That could be kind of cool.
Well, I mean, if you play the Game Boy Zelda, Link can jump. He has the feather.
Dude,
and
yeah.
The cape.
Link's Awakening is my favorite, one of my all-time favorite games.
Yeah, it's just like, it works so much better in that. And, like, you know, there's, like, the gaps with the holes that you'll fall in if you touch them, but in Zelda, it's not, like, so sticky that if you just touch it, you die, and in Anodyne, it is. So, it's annoying.
I can't imagine a game like that being only 6 hours long.
That was really fast.
Were there 8 dungeons?
It was, like, 14.
Jeez.
Whoa!
It's not super simple. You only have like one freaking weapon, and every puzzle is essentially kill the dudes, and then you go.
But two dudes. They're doing more than I'm doing in my life, I tell you that.
That's true. That's why I'm not like so super hard on it. I mean, someone gave me the game too, so I didn't actually pay for it, which I probably should, but regardless. You know,
I got Blood Dragon for free.
The other game I've been playing with my friend is Warriors Orochi 3. We just like our Dynasty Warriors games, so.
Random.
Can't really say much. Like, it's fun. It's very fun. It's good. They always have lots of content in those games. It's just like it's the same freaking content in every game.
Yeah, I hadn't played a Dynasty Warriors since like Dynasty Warriors 4, and then I played like the latest one on PS3 like a couple months ago. I think I talked about it on the podcast.
Isn't that the game you always talk about and I always ask you what it is?
Yeah, and it's like the same game. I was like, this is the same game I played when I was like in middle school. This is it. They haven't changed it.
What game was it?
Yeah, that's it. It's an HD. So is Warriors of Orochi like the same thing as Dynasty Warriors? What's the difference?
It's a crossover because Tecmo Koei has Samurai Warriors, and then you know they have other series. So in the game, you have everyone from Dynasty Warriors and Samurai Warriors, and then there's like Ninja Gaiden crossovers. And for some reason, I don't know. Like we saw Joan of Arc, and I'm like, who the hell is this freaking Roman dude? Is that like Achilles? And it's like Achilles just joined the battle. Oh, okay, like, that wasn't
just
a joke.
Battle.
Yeah, just take all of them, stuff them into the next Super Smash Brothers game. We're set.
What is Rocko Hayabusa in that game?
Yeah, Ryu. That's when we're like, we're unlocking Ryu, and I'm like, oh, that game's over.
That's a scary. If he existed in a JRPG world, that would be bad news.
it's a good game though. I mean, it's not super different from Dynasty Warriors, but it just seems like there's more care put into it. Like the levels aren't so bland and copy and paste.
Yeah.
Even Dynasty Warriors, though, that's just, like, dumb fun. Like, I could just sit down with the Dynasty Warriors game and be like, yeah, I had fun. This sunk the 2 hours I needed to get rid of.
I would never buy them for, like, full price because, come on. But
yeah.
They're good games for, like, $20 and you just, like, piss away a weekend or something. Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, Cam?
I was going to say, I've never played Dynasty Warriors, but it seemed to me like it was just a bunch of dudes in a field, and you have a sword, and you just, like, hit them? Is that...
That's it.
Yeah. All right.
You hit them until there's no more to hit.
The thing that makes it work is that, you know how Ninja Gaiden, I mean, it's like a highly complex combo system. You have to master it before you can even start being decent. Like, Dynasty Warriors is just like Square, and you just, it's like immediate gratification, and it feels good, and there's like great response when you hit something, like the sound effect is so stupidly cartoonish, it's like, and, you know, it just feels great. Like,
it feels
got
so good.
Yeah.
Like, you just go into like a group of like 25 guys, and you take like one swing and hit like half of them, and they go flying, you feel like such a badass.
That does sound pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, you know. You can only play so many of them before you have to take a break because they're all the same freaking game. So.
Yeah, you got to wait out for a few of the sequels before you can jump back in. So I guess what have I been up to? A couple things, actually. Last night I started playing The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, and I haven't played a Wii game in like 2 years, and I don't think I've ever played a Wii game on an HD TV, and that looks like hot garbage.
Really?
Man.
I thought it looked pretty good, honestly.
No, I think the game itself, like, the art design in Skyward Sword is great. I love it. But just, like, the Wii.
200 megabytes of RAM.
Right. I did not.
I actually think it's less than that.
Yeah, I was not too happy. Well, because when I used to play my Wii, I used to play it on my parents', like, CRT. And Wiis look okay on CRTs, but when you take them to HDTVs, they look just terrible. But... Anyway, yeah, I think I'm too early in that to really know if I like it yet or not.
It's a crazy long game, I've heard. I heard it's a 100-hour game.
Whoa! I
100%ed it in 50 hours.
Okay, so. that's good to hear. Okay.
Good to hear. That's huge.
But story-wise, like...
Luke, I can't play another JRPG or any long games right now. Like, I'm just over that idea.
No, and that's why I'm playing this now. Like, my buddy, whose game this is like, out of the country right now. So I just went over to his place and was like, I'm going to borrow this. So I'm going to play this now because I feel like if I don't play this now, I'm never going to play it. When else am I going to take out a Wii? Never. So I just got to get it out of my system. So I'm going to try to pump through it.
This is a random question.
Hit.
Does anyone know how much you can trade in a Wii for?
Like GameStop, I think it's $5.
They're building castles out of those.
A foot-long sub from Subway for your Wii.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Like, I don't know if you take the tomatoes off, maybe.
Yeah, they just take you across the street and buy a sandwich. That's what you get for your Wii now.
No, yeah, I think so. I mean, I see them going for, like, 50 on Craigslist.
That's nuts.
I bet they could probably build a new GameStop just out of Wii's used as bricks.
Right, right. Especially if you took all of them that have been sitting in homes untouched for like 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Those are like harboring like bug ecosystems inside of them.
Mm-hmm. Now that you mention it, this weekend, or not this weekend, until the 16th, you get $50 if you trade a Wii towards a Wii U. So.
Oh, dang. But who wants
a Wii U?
Am I right?
I don't know who wants a Wii U, but that's not the Subway sandwich, at least.
Right, right. Again, Nintendo, we really want you to send us press copies.
Yeah, please.
Hey, I own a Wii U.
The 3DS.
I've had a Wii U since launch, so.
That's
crazy.
What's
that?
Mario is good. Zombie U is cool, but it's got problems.
I really want to try Zombie U. That seems really cool.
You get did you get Mutant Muds yet? That game's really good.
No, it actually comes out the 19th on Wii U.
I have it on 3DS. It's good, man.
I just wanted to wait because I have nothing on my Wii U, so.
You get Mega Man X just came out this week.
That game is bomb.
Yeah, but I already own it, so.
Yeah, I already own it on Super Nintendo.
That game is awesome.
Oh, yeah, but going back to games that are way too long, my God, how long is Resident Evil 6? I swear to God, I have like 12 hours into that thing, and it feels like it's never going to end.
Why are you playing Resident Evil 6?
Because I bought the PC version, and I'm playing it with a friend, and we just keep going. I'm just like, God, this game kind of sucks. Like, it's Resident Evil-ish. I can shoot dudes. I'm using my mouse and stuff. That works out just fine. Quick time events are annoying. But it just keeps going. Like, I was expecting, you know, oh, that mediocre, like 6 hours or something. But no, it's like, huge. We're like halfway through 12 hours into it. It just won't end.
Yeah, I've heard it's 25 hours long.
Oh,
that's absurd.
Yeah, there's 4 campaigns, and they're all like 6 hours. So.
And it's like, I hate 6-hour games, but I would rather have a 6-hour game than a 25-hour Resident Evil game.
Yeah, no kidding. No, but beyond, I guess, to move beyond that, what else have I been doing? Before I got that, I wanted to start like a, what you said, Kane, like a long RPG or something that I like don't really care about the story in, just so I can jump in when I'm bored. So I just started Jade Empire, which is like a BioWare RPG from like
not
last
that long.
No, it's not, which I found out too late, but I'd never played that before, but I got it. It's got wicked good gamepad support on PC. That game's fun.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I should have tried it with the... I did the keyboard stuff, and it was a little funky.
Right, yeah. I tried it originally with keyboards. I'm like, this feels terrible. But then I have my... I'm playing it with a PS3 controller now, and it feels great. It's silky smooth. And other stuff I've been doing. BioShock Infinite has been talked to death already, so I don't really have to talk about that. But I forget.
What's that? I've never heard of that game.
I haven't even played it, so...
Yeah. Is that the new Doom game?
Yeah, it's the one with like the Rock in it.
It's like,
oh yeah, oh my God, the Doom movie, that was awesome. Everything loops back to wrestling.
Saw it in college, and me and my friend snuck in beers in our cargo pants, got absolutely trashed in the theater watching that.
That's the only way to enjoy it, I'm sure.
That movie is garbage.
It's
bad. Didn't they have to cut all the blood out of it?
Dude, I remember The Rock not being as awesome as he should have been.
Right. And that first person moment.
It was like 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
Miserable.
That's all they talked about, and it was like 10 seconds long.
Do they have The Rock's face in the little bottom, like looking back and forth?
No, it's not him. The Rock is
mad
at it.
Actually, it was a dude from Lord of the Rings, Carl Urban.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
That guy was Judge Dredd, too.
Yes, he was.
That was an awesome movie. Unlike Doom, Judge Dredd 3D was awesome.
Really? I heard it was like a really good time movie.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but I heard it was like legitimately good time, not one of those cheesy, like, oh my God, this is so freaking bad.
Adam Sandler in Dredd 3D. I would see a Judge Dredd movie with Adam Sandler as Judge Dredd, just because.
That would just be
like, where's my yarmulke? It's time for Hanukkah and for you to die.
I know, yeah. It's just like, go back to his like HBO concert and then just transplant all of that into Doom and it's all good.
Probably be better than Doom was.
Yeah.
unnecessary Doom hate in this podcast.
I love Doom. I just hate bad Doom.
Fair enough. Valid point.
So Doom 1 and 2, and then you're set.
I love Doom so much. I feel Doom, that it's defiling.
Is Doom 4 still a thing?
They're making it.
I feel like they've been making it for like a decade.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
about.
Yeah. It's the last Guardian of Doom.
That's kind of what John Carpenter does. He takes a decade to make a game.
Right, right.
We need... Like,
BioWare. Blizzard, I meant to say.
Oh, yeah. I heard they scrapped Titan, and they started over, kind of.
Yeah. They never even announced that game. It kind of just got leaked, and everyone's like, I can't believe they're delaying it. It's like, they never announced it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I've heard, like, Half-Life 3 had done the same thing. Or, like, they were, like, far in development. They're like, this is not fun. Start over. Anyway.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now that we've got all that out of our system, let's talk about some what's going on, right? This is the first podcast back since it's been the big Xbox reveal event. We now have a Xbox One coming at us at the end of the year. How do we feel about next gen, guys? Now that we've seen the tastes, we're gonna include Wii U and next gen for this.
But next gen's looking good.
But we can focus on Microsoft for the moment, just because that's the latest one we know about, and everyone's real mad about it. It seems like. So
I heard one theory that they're, like, trying to undersell it, so when they, like, really get into the nitty-gritty of it, people like it a lot better. And I wouldn't put that past Microsoft.
Well, I think they already said that, like, the Xbox reveal event, like, I swear someone went on record of saying, like, this is the boring part of E3 you don't like, and we're gonna bring all the good stuff at E3.
And coincidentally, I also heard the exact same rumor a while ago that is why they started Games for Windows Live, so people would buy Xbox. Like we made this really crappy gaming, quote, console for PC or whatever ecosystem.
Yeah.
And it was really bad, so it would bolster their Xbox.
I can see that.
Yeah, so, like, I've heard the same rumor about them twice.
That's like, you want to buy Grand Theft Auto 4 on the PC? Well, it looks like you're an Xbox owner now.
Like, that's that. But. Yeah,
there was something I saw about used games with them yesterday. I'm gonna look for it right now.
Said something about
not being able to play them.
Yeah, well, we can go to the used game thing, because apparently what I've been hearing is if you want to play a used game, you have to pay a fee, and that fee is the going price of that game. So, like, $60.
I heard somebody contrary to that.
What did you hear?
They said it was like something like in the ballpark of $30 because games, like, they might have a deal with GameStop where, like, that retailer is in, like, I don't know. It's some contract with Microsoft where GameStop gets a cut of the profit. I don't know how the hell it would work, though.
Hmm.
Ugh. Well, I don't. That's a mess. That's a mess.
Yeah. Definitely.
And, like, I have said several times, I want GameStop to go under. Like, it's a cancerous business related to the larger video game industry, but you're kind of like cutting off your nose to spite your face at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for them for, it was like 4 or 5 months. It was during a winter thing. It was during the launch of Gears of War 2, ironically, and it was just like a miserable experience.
Was it bad?
I didn't like it. My boss was just like, well, you're not selling our magazine. It's like, okay, but the only customers I get are people that already have the magazine, so I can't sell them another one.
Right.
And that's all they kept, like, freaking stressing.
No, I've heard from job review sites and stuff, like, actual audits and stuff, that there's, like, super low employee satisfaction at GameStop.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Huh. That's...
Any crappy job like that, it's gonna be like that. But on the larger sense, like, the used game retail is a joke, and it really hurts the developers most, so I'm okay with that going away, but obviously the people caught in the crossfire are the normal people who just want to trade games with their besties.
Right, right.
It doesn't make any sense to me when, like, these guys are, like, doing all these, like, anti-used game things, and then they go around and cut a deal with GameStop, because they have the monopoly, so it's like... They cut the deal with GameStop, so it's like it doesn't even matter. Like, you just were cutting used game sales and then gave them back.
Yeah, that would be really weird if they did cut a deal with GameStop. That'd be
That was on Eurogamer. The other one was on Eurogamer. I just can't find it now. I want to say it was like, not Phil Spector, but maybe like Phil Morrison or something of Microsoft. He was saying like the way their model is set up now is just like, it's equal to how used games work. It's like, well, two people can't use the same disc at the same time, which that makes sense, clearly.
Right.
But if you're charging someone to use the fee on another console on another profile, then that's not how it works now. So I don't understand their logic.
Yeah.
The thing is how they haven't really come out and really said anything about it. I feel like it's all speculation at this point, right?
No, that's the thing.
Well, some people that are saying it.
Yeah, and so like they
not.
Set this like huge marketing machine, and they're gonna drown in a puddle because they can't just come out and say what is like the real deal with their used games.
Yeah,
oh, it's Phil Harrison. There we go. I'm sorry, I just found it.
They did so many. Sorry.
Keep going.
That's all right.
In the foot over something that a 3-sentence press release could have fixed, and like it just feels like they're gonna burn for it, and it's such a stupid thing to do.
No, I heard the same thing, like, of how this is just like shitstorm, like from all the people that were actually at that event in Washington or whatever on their campus. Like, they were just hearing like conflicting reports from like different Microsoft people. And Microsoft was like, no, like, don't talk about this. Just talk about, like, what we said and stuff like that. It's like, if you want the press to be at your event, you better be able to answer the questions the press are going to ask you. And they can't, which is, like...
Well, and, like, because they're like, you're like, wait and see. What's more important at this point? Like, your orchestrated E3 presentation or, you know, having this backlash just that's going to consume you?
Right. And if anything that they have is, like, bad news to gamers, like... bad used game stuff, like, they're not gonna talk about it at E3. Like, that's not gonna be a part of their conference of, like, oh, by the way, you can't play used games. Moving on. Here's
how I won't be you. We hate
that
you.
Would be
I'm more surprised by the
new Fable.
What do you think? With Pitchfork and Devil Horns.
Yeah. I'm more surprised at the indie game thing, that indie publishers can't self-publish. Like,
well,
I don't know if that was debunked or not. But,
Microsoft, do you understand what you're doing?
Yeah, it's just like, that's so, because not only does Wii U and PS4 support that, but that's like a huge factor on PC, and why there's so many indie games that, like, I just wrote in one of my articles about this game, Edmund. I mean, like, no one would ever play that, but it exists because some guy wanted to, like, trickle into a different territory that's never been explored. And if you can't even allow that on your console, like, what the hell else is, like, going to be blocked? Or what can I not do? And it just, you know, it makes me think that they don't care fully about games, which is something they used to when they launched the 360.
No, I think it's very, very clear that their focus is not wholly gamer-centric on this new console.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it took 33 minutes before any game footage was shown at their their 1-hour-long conference thing.
Yeah.
It was, and that was like a sports game.
Merely to play the devil's advocate. Okay. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing for a larger audience, but, I mean, do it someplace else, because, I mean, I'm sure, like, it'll be great for people, like, for their college kids or something, like, you can stream everything, you can play your games, but when you have your big initial reveal for a gaming system, you should focus on that.
Yeah, and especially when it's at, like, 10 a.m. on, like, a Tuesday or a Monday or whatever it was, it's like, the people that are going to be watching that are not, like... the moms and dads, like the casual market. It's going to be
on,
like,
kids,
the people that really care
around.
About Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Like,
because, I mean, honestly, a device that has, like, your one-stop shop for streaming, that's a damn good idea. I'm not faulting them for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's also called a smart TV.
Yeah.
I don't mean to, like, sound rude, but it's just like, my smart TV does that. I have Netflix and Hulu and Twitter and all these stupid things I'll never use. But it's all built into the television. I don't need two things on the same set doing the same function.
No, yeah, that's totally right. I definitely see where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, and
not everyone has that, but, you know, at the same time, who the hell's going to buy an Xbox One if it blocks all your used games and all this crap that costs you more money? So, clearly it's a luxury item for, like, the super rich.
Yeah. the needlessly rich.
And they already have a smart TV, so...
Yeah, it's like... It's not really, it doesn't seem like it would be very good for, like, a college student or whatever that doesn't have a lot of money, because they're packaging the Kinect with it and all this stuff, and if you want to use the TV, don't you have to have, like, a cable subscription and all of that, and it's like, that seems like it would, you know, to get all the features going, you need to be spending a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm. For the ESPN thing on the 360, you needed a cable subscription. I mean, I curiously went into it. Like, I don't give a crap, but I just wanted to see it. And it's like streaming from your AT&T subscription. I was like, are you kidding me? What if I didn't have AT&T?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, okay.
Funny, because I really want the NFL Sunday Ticket on my PlayStation, but I don't TV.
I think I get what you're saying. Keeps cutting out.
I heard the NFL Sunday Ticket.
I hear you. But I feel like at the same time, like, to step back, PlayStation hasn't really answered any of these questions either. Like, if I don't see a future where Microsoft, you can't play used games, but you can on PlayStation. I feel like publishers are not going to be too hot on that. So I feel like there's a lot of ugly answers that we're going to eventually see from PlayStation.
Well, EA would probably be freaking raging for it, but, you know, for the most part, you're right. Like, a lot of lesser-known publishers or even indie devs, they're not going to want a game system that won't allow you to pass the game around. Like, especially with Anodyne, even, or this game by, I think his name's Sawoski, McPixel. Like, they had sponsorships on the Pirate Bay because they don't care.
Yeah.
They just want people to play their game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter. They didn't make money.
Mm-hmm. Microsoft also has that horrendous certification process. If you remember what happened with Fez when it first came out.
Right, yeah. Like,
how it can't patch itself.
You cannot do that. Like, that's a bad idea for the quality of your system and the products you're pushing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, if you're going to charge thousands of dollars to update a broken game, like, well, it kind of sucks that they didn't, but I kind of see where they're coming from. It's like two guys. They're not going to be able to front 10 Gs to certify a patch. Like, that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading, this is about the PlayStation 4 used game thing. I'm reading a thing right now. It says, at a roundtable this morning, Sony's Game Studios chiefs, oh, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. Told reporters that Yoshida. That's the last name. I can do that one.
Shuhei Yoshida.
Yoshida, that guy. Told reporters that any requirement for users to register a game online in order to play it will be left to game publishers, and Sony won't require that.
Yeah, I like that. That kind of... I've heard that Xbox has to, like, ping the system every, like, 24 hours, or else you're not playing.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love the, like, when they interviewed and they asked that question, he was like, yeah, like, 24 hours or something.
Yeah,
like, it was no big deal.
Like, offhand, like, oh, nobody said this
like,
yet?
Like, that's the death of your console right there. What are you doing?
But, like, they're banking on the fact that everyone has broadband, which is always on. But, you know, you got to think of, like, people on military bases that have really garbage broadband, or maybe you're... ISP just loses connection for 5 days. I mean, that happens in power outages, so what happens then? It's just like, you can't play your freaking game that you spent $60 for?
Yeah, I like how Steam offline mode, as crappy as it is, where like half your games don't even launch, you can stay offline for 30 days and play all your games. And then you can bring, and then after the 30 days, it, you know, it's like you need to connect again. So 30 days is plenty of time to deal with any internet problems that you might be having. It's a whole...
Or even power problems. But it's not like... Well, actually, yeah. I don't know. It kind of is similar. It's just at least it's a month. It's not friggin' in a 24-hour window.
Yeah. I mean, you don't connect it for 24 hours and it's bricked or something. It's like...
Yeah, too bad. But on the PS4 and Wii U, you know, you can turn it on whenever. Mm-hmm. Have it running. No internet. It'd be fine.
Yeah, it's Microsoft is really taking a lot of gambles, I think, and they're needless.
Yeah, I don't know, and even the name. When I saw Xbox One,
laughed.
I was like,
I laughed.
This can't be true.
My first thought too was, didn't they go like 359 backwards?
Yeah,
I mean, that's stupid. What I thought was,
what do I call the classic one now? I guess I just call it Xbox Classic.
The original.
Yeah,
I always called it the original Xbox, but I'm just trying to be as specific as possible.
Yeah, and it seems like everything I ever heard was it was not the Xbox 2 because it would look inferior to the PlayStation 3. And now it's the Xbox One. What is
it's like bad idea.
You know, they named it based off of their philosophy of the console. Like, it makes sense when you sit there and it's like, well, the Wii U is you. It's all about the individual experience and what you want. Okay, but that's still a dumb name to market.
Yeah.
On the Xbox One, it's all about an all-in-one box, and it does everything in one. Okay, great, but it sounds like it's weaker.
Yeah. It's PlayStation 4, it's the fourth PlayStation. Who would have thought?
Right, weird idea.
The brutal irony is how many marketing terms they were using during their press conference. Like, just marketing term garbage, like, oh, offline synergy, or, like, stupid crap like that. Like, and you named your console Xbox One.
Engaging, tactical, the Xbox, now.
Sony might be lazy, because, you know, PS1, 2, 3, 4, like, whatever. But at least it makes sense. It's concretely a different freaking console. Mm. You can tell. PS3 is obviously not going to be PS4. But with Xbox One, like I said, it sounds like a downgrade or maybe an addition. Even Wii U does, too. Like, it's not clear that it's separate.
Yeah, that... I really was, like, on the fence about Wii U until, like, 2 weeks ago when the Firefall came and they're like, yeah, no EA games. Frostbite doesn't run. I was like, oh, God. Because, like... I think the Wii U has potential. I think it does. Like, at least there's something new. Like, well, there's potential for something new with it, but it's not going to happen, I've come to the conclusion of. And so I was waiting for Xbox, and then I just got shot in the head with that, too.
Okay, to kind of shift to Wii U, then, this will be a good segue time. What can Nintendo do at E3 to get you guys, like, excited for the Wii U again? Is there anything they could potentially do?
Brand new Nintendo IP.
That would be cool, man. Yeah, I would be down with that. Like, that'd be really cool. I mean, I'm not going to buy a system based off of that, but...
I don't have to worry. I stupidly have one.
I think they have the same problems that they've had for almost a decade, is they do not embrace the third party as well as they should. I mean, like, Frostbite doesn't run on your system, and... That's what they're peddling around the market now. Like, they're making a ton of money off Frostbite selling the engine out now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to... I mean, Frostbite's going to be a lot bigger in the next coming years. And if you can't run, it's like you can't run Unreal, basically, then.
Yeah. I think they actually can't either. I believe before Cliffy B left the company, he said it wouldn't work. Or maybe it was like Mark Rain or whoever's in charge there.
That is the problem, Nintendo. It's not rocket science.
I don't really treat Nintendo's consoles like they're, you know, like, top of the line along with the Xbox and the PlayStation playing all of, you know, the latest, that game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got Zelda, Mario, Donkey Kong, Metroid, all of those, and they're all kind of doing their own thing. So I feel like the Wii U doesn't necessarily, I mean, it would be great if they jumped back into the place that they were at, you know, in the 90s with the Nintendo 64 and stuff, and they were up there with the big dogs, I guess, now, but...
I don't think it's so much that as it is that if you're excluding technology that's going to be a large backbone of the upcoming generation, you're just, like, ostracizing so many games. And, like, I love my 3DS. Like, I adore that system, and I just... I think the Wii U is just... It's lazy, it's standoffish, it doesn't work yet, really, I've heard.
There's a lot of missing features on it.
Yeah, I wanted to love it. I wanted to love it so bad.
You know what blew my mind?
What?
There's porn streaming on the Wii U.
Okay, that's...
How?
That's a system seller.
It is, though. Sadly.
Like, weren't they, like... Isn't Nintendo, like, all over, like, no... I mean, I guess before the Wii U, they're trying to make it more, you know, adult and stuff. But I don't know, it just seems kind of un-Nintendo-like to have porn streaming.
That's really funny, and I've never heard that. I can't even believe that.
How does that happen? Just in their internet browser you can do it, or what?
Hey, no, it's the,
You can in the internet browser, but there is an actual app.
Yeah, there's an app. It's
there's
like...
an app?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a I gotta find it now.
I can't remember what it's called. It's like... This is a porn podcast.
I'm looking it up right now.
That's hysterical, dude. I can't even believe
it. Sugar DVD. It's like a Netflix of porn.
Oh my gosh. On the Wii U? This is hilarious to me.
It's the best thing when porn things try to pretend they're the blank of porn.
Well, yeah. It's
introducing the porn box, the Xbox of porn.
Well, like Call of Duty, but everyone's naked. I mean,
Call of Duty Ghosts, but everyone's naked. The dog was already naked. I don't want to involve him.
Naked. To answer your question, though, what Nintendo needs to do, like, we talk about this on the podcast before. I don't know, because bringing over rehashed games like that, like, it's not going to do it. And it just, they seem really unwilling to adopt any third party anything. Like, they're just like, we're going to sell Mario and Legend of Zelda, which are games I adore, but games I'm not going to spend $350 to buy.
So if they came out and they were like, all right, we got this new Zelda, got this new Mario Kart, we got this new Metroid, we got this new Smash Bros. Would you buy one?
I would want to buy one more. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Smash is like a system seller for me. And like that might be my Achilles heel for that, but I don't until, and we'll see about it if it's on the 3DS, which they have said it would be.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be like cross platform,
which is a terrible idea, but
for them, yes.
Yeah. I feel like 3DS seems to be a lot cooler than the Wii U by a pretty
like
large margin.
A lot more of their manpower at this point in time, certainly.
But what I would like Nintendo to do for next generation, like whatever after this, is just like no more consoles. You have called the 4DS. I don't even freaking care. Just something and make it stream to the television. And just boom, there you go. Now your console is like in your hand and it could go anywhere, but it could also be a full-fledged home console.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard for them because like they have these just really antiquated business practices to the point where the things that they're bragging and touting about, these are things people take for granted on other systems, and their strength has always been their first party titles. But it's not enough to buy a $400-$300 for a lot of people. And like I said, I would love to buy a Wii U. I think that it's the only new console that has anything like new to offer, like the gameplay experience. Because I mean, an Xbox and a PlayStation 4 are just a box with a controller, and we've had that for two and a half decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it until there's something really amazing on it. I'll probably buy a PlayStation 4 before I buy a Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I mean, like, I love Mario and Zelda enough, so just even, like, the promise of a new one is enough. But, I mean, that is a stupid reason.
Yeah, no,
for most people.
I bought my 3DS day one. Like, I reserved it, and, like, that's why I got it. Nintendo makes excellent first-party games, and the 3DS has become a really strong system by now, I think. I mean,
no doubt.
It's excellent. So there's always hope that Nintendo can turn it around, but next time, just release your console strong.
It's because Nintendo's the big dog of, you know, mobile gaming right now.
Because
what is the competition? The Vita? Nobody has one of those.
My so
friend
sad.
Has one of
My friend does.
we all have a friend that has a Vita.
And yeah, I really hope the Vita makes a resurgence with PlayStation 4. I really hope. I mean, I've heard. I think there's something that just came out like last week or something that was like every game has to have crossplay or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
That's but, really cool, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if Sony's like just too stubborn right now of like, we're not going to drop the price. I don't care if it's not selling well.
This thing costs like $800 to make. I don't.
Right. I mean,
screen is too good.
The 3DS had that price drop and then everyone bought one.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it's. No, the Vita is an incredible piece of hardware, but. It might be too expensive to make because all that stuff is cool, but time and time again, games are what sell your system, not the system itself.
I almost bought a Vita on Black Friday weekend. It was like $200,
mm-hmm.
but then I just sat there. And I'm like, this is $200 I can use for something else, and
like a Wii
U, not be anything. Yeah, like a Wii U. And there's not going to be, like, anything else coming out on the horizon, so why am I doing this? And
yeah.
I just stepped back and didn't buy it.
Likewise, I've been on the fence for, like, a good 2 months about upgrading to the XL, and I just can't spend $100, because I just don't play my 3DS that much yet. And it's going to have a really strong summer, so maybe I will by the end of it, but right now, no.
Dude, if you ever buy...
Bundle.
Yeah, Animal Crossing, the XL looks so pretty. I love it.
The Sunday it comes out, I'm going out with my wife's friend because she pre-ordered the bundle, so we're just going to buy an Animal Crossing for a whole day.
Nice.
That's amazing. Dude, if I always play it with my mom. It's really nice.
It's one of those games, man. Like, it's just one of those games.
I feel like I would just fall into a coma playing that game. Like, I'd just be on the couch with no shirt on, like, Cheeto dust all over me, sitting there pick little cactus guy.
Of video games.
Nick, if you get an XL ever, I'll totally buy your current 3DS.
Well, dude, I would trade it in. You get $100 off.
$100? I would pay you more than $100 for your...
I wouldn't let you pay me more than $100.
What? I can't get one.
I would sell for you cheaper is what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'll give you 2 copies of Sleeping Dogs for it.
I'll give you 5 copies of Dota 2 for it.
We're bartering.
You can't have my Zelda one. I like my Zelda 3DS.
You have Zelda 3DS, dude?
Yeah, I have the black one that came out... in the November of 2011, I think.
God, that's badass.
It's awesome. Like, that was what pushed me over the edge. It's like, well, branded console. I've never had one, and it's Zelda.
Yeah, that's just cool.
Sweet.
I was looking online, and the cheapest 3DS I could find was the one with the Triforce and gold black one. It was the Zelda one. And I was like, how is that the cheapest one? You'd think they would be like, oh, $800 for this one. It's Zelda. Yeah.
Their really nice bundles looking. Are $220 for the XL bundle. That is crazy talk. That is such a good price.
For the XL right now?
Yeah, the bundle is $220, man.
With what? The bundle with Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing, yeah.
Oh, I should buy that.
That's madness. That's such a good price. Awesome.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, so...
that cupcake.
The 3DS, it's not next gen. I don't... handhelds don't have gens, I feel.
Yeah, they do, but they don't.
Yeah, but
it don't advance that much.
It's killing it this year, man. Wait until fall. There's gonna be so many good games on it.
And the 3DS already has so many games that I know I want to play. Animal Crossing is just the one next treat. Like Luigi's Mansion, I want that.
I'm getting Donkey Kong this weekend. I'm so stoked. Well, next weekend, excuse me.
Weirdly enough, I only have 5 3DS games.
Which
I have 6.
I have a ton. Like, I opened up my bag, and they just came pouring out, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I don't remember buying any of these.
I look like a second grader.
Yeah, because I don't ever trade in games anymore. Like, I'm just like, I don't need that. Like, so, like, I just like the first generation where I've kept all the games I bought, and, like, 3DS of all systems, which I have a ton for. It's crazy.
The DS, I have, like, 40-something games.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, but...
And I use the eShop a ton. The eShop on the 3DS is just incredible.
Oh, I have, like, Game Boy games.
Yeah, they have knocked it out of the park with that, I think.
I am still rocking the same Game Boy Advance I got in elementary school.
I have my SP, man.
I have the original one. I have Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 in that thing.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I used to have that.
All right, so to get us back on track... Just
sorry.
I think we kind of said what needs to be said about next-gen stuff. I think a lot of it's going to come down to price, because, I mean, if the Xbox says, yo, $300 with a 2-year live subscription, that's going to be hard to beat, I feel like. Like, yeah, even if it does have all this crap behind it.
Yeah, that two-year is pretty... I mean, I guess if you get it, you're going to want it anyway, because you have to have the internet connected. So it's like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what price would sell you on, like, either of these? I don't know which
$199,
you're going to wait.
Yeah, let's do $199 with a 2-year subscription.
$200 would sell me on it, yeah. But I would just need, like, it doesn't matter the price, because I would honestly pay $400, because it sounds powerful. But it just has to have something else with it, like a game that I would care about.
The Xbox?
Or even one, really.
Real? Wow, man.
Like what?
It has to be mind-blowing, is what I'm saying. Like, it can't be just like, well, it's freaking Gears of War 5, I think, is the one there I would be on. Like, I wouldn't do that. I'm sorry. If it was like how Sony did with Jonathan Blow coming out and saying The Witness will be launching on PS4 first, like, that's huge to me.
Yeah.
So,
that's pretty badass.
I'm going to feel kind of bad. It's just like, I know it's coming to PC, so, like, they need an exclusive.
So are you guys sold?
Go out of the park.
Are you guys sold on PS4 then? Are you guys all planning on getting one?
I'm about 90% yes.
Okay.
Like you said, there's still a lot of questions that they haven't answered. For example, the price, if they're going to move to paid PlayStation subscriptions,
Well, they haven't really announced a single game that looks great, I think. Except Clink, Chime, what's that one?
All of the
cool PlayStation games.
I love that you always forget the name of that
game.
Dude,
it's like an onomatopoeia or something like that. What is it?
I don't even know. Now that you said it, and we started joking.
Sticks together and turns into the guy.
I can't remember anything else.
It's Mac.
There you go, okay.
That game looks pretty awesome, but that and The Witness are like, and Destiny's gonna be, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. Not even gonna sugarcoat it. I'm a fan.
The only thing with Destiny to me is like it's PS3 and 360, so I don't need a PS4 for it.
No, to be wholly honest, I will probably get it on PC because they all but confirmed it.
Oh, is it on PC? Well, then the hell with it.
They said something like, really Bungie-esque where they're like, we don't want to announce anything now, but we have a lot to say. Like, okay, thanks, Bungie. You're an asshole. It's like, that is the best thing you could not answer the question with.
Because like, that's my problem with, like, The Witness. Like, I would buy a PS4 if The Witness were an exclusive. I would, but it's not. Because Jonathan Blow said it's just like, it's a timed exclusive. It's going to launch on it. So I know it's coming to PC. I like PC more anyway, so why would I get a PS4?
No, I'm in the I would get a PlayStation 4 because I've never not owned a PlayStation system, to be wholly honest. But I mean, to that end, I like you, like the PC is satisfying all of my gaming needs right now, like all of them. And that's a really big price point, assuming it's going to be anywhere between $300 and $500 to just have this completely luxury item, just this thing that I in no way need. I just want.
Yeah. I feel like game console launches, the games really aren't that amazing. But is amazing is all the PlayStation 3 games that have come out this year. We got The Last of Us in like less than 2 weeks. You got Beyond Two Souls, Grand Theft Auto 5. That's on the 360 too. But
GT 6, man.
I don't. I'm not looking for
GT 6. That too.
Yeah, you can continue though. Like Beyond might be a seller for some people. I can't.
I'm in your boat, man. I don't think that's gamey enough for me. I don't have the patience for that.
For Beyond,
but regardless, like I could see it. Like it's big budget. It looks nice, and some people enjoy that. So it's probably going to be a huge seller since Heavy Rain was a massive seller.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker. I was a sucker for Heavy Rain. I was weird at it at first because I don't like games that don't, you know, put me in control. But I hate QuickTime events, so that's pretty much the entire game. But I played Heavy Rain, and I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. I like this.
Freaking platinum that game, but I just like,
damn.
I can't stand David Cage's style of writing. I mean, like, I really fell into Indigo Prophecy. Like, it was neat. But then there's, like, this big, stupid freaking twist, and it becomes The Matrix, and you don't know why. He's, like, dead, but he's not dead. And so, you know, I gave up. And then Heavy Rain, it's just, like, there's that twist with who the killer is, and the game, like, suddenly has all these plot holes you never noticed, and then you're, like, trying to piece together how they came to that conclusion, and it just, like, ruins the experience to me.
Huh. That's interesting. And as a side note, I did not know The Last of Us comes out that soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's real quick.
Great.
And I am not going to afford it because I am getting Animal Crossing and Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the TV right behind me, the demo is, right now. It's really good. I posted an article on it like 20 minutes
huge
ago.
Huge Naughty Dog fan.
An hour and a half.
Naughty Dog fan.
You know, so am I, but for some, like, I love the Jack games, I love all the Uncharted games, but I've probably played more Naughty Dog games, or completed more Naughty Dog games than anybody else, but I don't know. Last of Us is not doing anything for me whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah, I have no interest in, maybe because they seem like zombies and I hate zombie games.
Zombie games are stupid, yeah.
I don't like stealthy, like, survival horror stuff at all, and that's what it seems like a lot of this is going to be.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I'm kind of not hot on it.
Oh, how do we forget about Tales of Zillia coming out in August? God, guys.
Because you're the only one that remembers.
Ow, because I don't like Tales games. I think I'm the only person who doesn't.
It's kind of weird. I don't actually think I know what that is.
Dude.
JRPGs. I thought you were done with JRPGs, Nick.
Dude, they're my guilty pleasure. Like, I told you, me and my friends will just play Tales games for like 10 hours straight, and we're just berating and screaming at each other because they're wicked hard if you turn the difficulty up. And like, it's just the most fun you can have.
Okay.
Dude, I love Tales games. Oh, no, but I also, Luke, you know this. We do two things. We either skip every dialogue and cutscene in the game possible, or we voice act our characters' lines.
Oh, you're the coolest guy I know.
No, yeah, big thanks, man. But okay.
I've seen some YouTube videos of that.
Seeing as we're off topic again, we should probably wrap this bad boy up. I think the next gen has been talked about.
We just cracked an hour too.
Yeah. So next week we'll be back hopefully next weekend with let's do some pre E3 predictions next weekend. It'll be just before E3 starts. So we'll do that next week. For now we can do some of our RR right now. Some our recommend or rant if you guys want to say anything that our audience should know as a last goodbye, and if anybody has something in mind.
WWE 13.
A play?
If you liked wrestling, if you liked wrestling at any point, just go ahead and get it. You might as well. You might feel bad playing it, but it's awesome.
As I quote, I don't know if it's a good game.
Yeah.
I'm recommending it, but it's up to you to find out if it's good or not, because I'm kind of in my little zone over here with this.
That's funny.
I like it. Nick, you got anything?
Yeah, man, I totally recommend watching anything on the Dota International. It's actually really fascinating stuff. Check the documentary out. It's very good. And the matches are really fun to watch, man.
Sweet. Yeah. When is that going on?
Now? Dude, the qualifiers have been going on for a couple weeks. The International is the first week in August, and I think we're going to have a party for it. We're going to Super Bowl party the International.
That's so cool.
I look forward to a future where we can Super Bowl party video games.
We're breaking that gap this week. Yeah. This year. It's happening.
Go to
the
Nick's,
future is upon us.
Party at Nick's house in August. That's what I'm hearing.
Let's go. Let's get the plane tickets, man.
Definitely check out the International because those are a niche. I have, like, they're crazy big, and I have never really gotten too into the big ones until, like, Dota. I played a good amount of League of Legends. Futzed around in it. But, yeah, it's a hole, man. Once you get in, it's weird. It's a wet and wild place.
Ew. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, in that hole.
It's a wet and wild place in the Dota hole, yeah.
Okay. I'm lost eternally in the Dota hole.
Oh, jeez. This sounds miserable.
Peter, did you want to rant or recommend?
I would totally avoid Lego Batman 2.
Yeah, you hated that game!
Lego voice acting bullshit.
I can't... And it's Troy Baker as Batman, and he's in, like, everything, and it's just really annoying. And then Nolan North and Steve Bloom are in it, too. And
of course
I think Robin Atkin-Downs was in it as well, and it's just, like, these guys are everywhere, and then... The story's so annoying, and Batman's such a freaking jerk, and Superman is just like, for some reason, he can't just pick you up, and then the puzzle's done, and it just annoyed the hell out of me, so.
You took it so seriously, and I just love that.
If I had a nickel for every time I've heard Nolan North is in it, yeah. I could probably buy a PlayStation 4.
Right, there's probably less games without him in it. Probably.
That would be hard to find.
Yeah.
Games Mario. Like that predate Uncharted, I guess.
Mario.
Yes, Mario. But Charles Martinet is in Bit Trip Runner 2.
Oh, that game is killer, man. It's really good.
It still kind of weirds me out that he's the big dragon in Skyrim.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't hear it. I don't hear any Mario in that dragon.
And Luke, yourself?
Yeah. Man, I don't even know. I think I might. I was gonna say Monoprice because if people don't know what Monoprice is, they should know what Monoprice is.
I don't. So share with.
Oh my gosh! Really? Okay. So Monoprice is like the cheapest website ever to buy like cables, like HDMI cables or whatever you need. They're like wicked dirt cheap. Like, and I only know this right now. Well, I've heard about it forever, but I only made my first purchase now is because I thought my Wii looked awful, so I bought some component cables with my fingers crossed for $5 including shipping, just because I want. To pretend it looks good, but they have like super cheap cables and stuff, but so that could be something. But other than that, I want everyone in the world to play Bioshock Infinite. This is even for you too, Nick. It was just a game. When I was done with it, I was like, I wish everyone could experience this so everybody I see on the street I could talk about it with. It was just, I loved it that much. So if I can...
I will more than likely play it, but I want to wait for a Steam sale.
Okay, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I wait for sales. I waited till it was, I think, $40 at GameStop or something.
Dang.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered it.
When I mail you those Wii games, you can send me BioShock Infinite.
Nice. Nice. Awesome.
I treated my Steam games.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for getting together. Guys, especially Cam and Peter, who have never done this before.
Word.
Came in like champs. Yep. Wrecked this room apart. Lots of fun. So everybody listening, make sure you go to gamers-association.com. Check out the latest stuff we're doing. We're going to be starting to write a lot more lately, I think.
Every day.
So content will start ramping up, and E3's coming around, so we'll probably have some stuff to complain about or that we like about E3. And
I always have something to complain about.
Bunches of
probably
fun.
Complain, yeah.
Yeah. Go on our Facebook page, like us there, follow @gamersassn. Check out what we're doing on Twitter. Send in a question to staff@gamers-association.com. Send in anything for us to talk about. We'll probably give you like a free copy of Dota or 7 of that.
We will definitely.
Yeah.
Free copy. If you need one, I mean, that's fine.
Right.
I'll one-up it. Killing Floor DLC. I don't know where it came from, but I have some. If you want it.
50% off Duke Nukem coupon, I will gladly get rid of.
We'll just give you all this crappy Steam stuff if you send us a question.
We'll give you our Steam garbage. I got Arma 3 Alpha Access. I got it all. We got it all here at Gamers Association.
Come on down.
So thank you, Cameron. Is there any place you want to be followed? I don't know. Are you on Twitter?
Google. Yeah. Twitter? @CameronWosmond.
@CameronWosmond. Everyone should follow him. Everyone should follow Nick. I know that one. That's Old Leaf Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Peter, are you on the Twitters or not so much?
I don't even have a social networking thing anymore, so you can't follow me. I'm sorry.
We got Logan to do it, so maybe we could get.
Peter lives up in a cabin in the woods.
Which we didn't even mention that, which is kind of weird. If you've been listening to the show for a while, Logan is no longer writing for Gamers Association right now because he got really busy this summer. I don't know. Every time I picture him in like a World War II era factory, just like slaving away all day.
He's in that Russian prison from Black Ops.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows where he could be? But yeah, he unfortunately could not put in the time anymore, which is a bummer because he was fun to have around. But yeah, for now, do all this. Follow me too @LukeAFraser, and make sure you subscribe on iTunes so you can hear us next week when we talk about more weird stuff and get off topic a lot. So thank you guys. It was a good time. See you next week.
Yep.
Goodbye. Bye,
world.
Something must be wrong with the spirits.
I don't know how Skype works.
I just start checking things, all brightly colored buttons, and I just start clicking them until things work.
How do I sound?
Sound a million times better.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'm Nick. This is my voice.
I'm Cameron.
Awesome.
All right, so is that what you guys thought Nick would sound like?
I don't know what I thought Nick would sound like.
I was kind of thrown, I think, when I
everyone says that.
Yeah?
I think everyone has Christopher Walken's voice in my mind until I hear them.
Now that would be fun. You guys are, that's probably about what I thought you guys would sound like. I didn't put a lot of
just
thought into it.
Just normal dudes.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm a woman the whole time. I didn't tell you guys.
That would have been cool. Or like really old, like some guy.
Oh
goes
yeah,
to
like a 75-year-old man. Like, oh, back in the day, I used to play guitar.
Just he sounds like Microsoft Sam. Just that's his voice.
Yeah, I just talk through Microsoft Sam. I don't actually have a voice box or anything.
That'd be cool.
I'm just AI.
That's what you are right now. That could be something. All right, we should should we get into this thing now? I think we don't have Logan to tell us what episode we're on.
Like 17. That was a complete guess, if I'm right. And
I think
that's
it's
gonna be
19. That's pretty close.
Should we look this up? Because I have zero idea.
I'm going back in time. The 19, yeah.
19?
Last one is, yeah.
Cool. So I didn't really have time to, like, prepare anything, so we're just gonna, like,
We were just gonna knees in the breeze and just talk
Yeah, but I was, like, hoping to, like, have like a list of stuff in case we didn't hit it off. But it sounds like we're hitting it off right now. Yeah.
Listing things is for organized people.
Yeah.
Clearly. Clearly that's not us.
Right. In my experience, at least, podcasts are better when they're not organized. Peter, yeah. Do you...
Yeah, the only good thing is when we all have, like, stuff to talk about, we can pitch the conversation better. Because, mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, I have things to talk about.
Nice!
All the things are just so weird.
Okay, Peter, you love, wait, before we get into this, you said you like Jonathan Holmes a lot, right?
Yes, a
do
lot.
Do you listen to any podcasts?
I listen to Screw Attacks, but no.
Man, the podcast Podtoid that Jim Sterling and Jonathan Holmes do together is just such a wretched disaster, and it's the best. Like, all they talk about, it's just like Jim coming up with these like weird ways to like sexually manipulate Jonathan Holmes.
Sounds like every conversation I have.
It's crazy. It's nuts. It's nothing about video games. It's so weird. But we're not that weird yet. We're gonna talk about real
That's next week.
Yeah. Once we get real comfortable with each other.
Oh God.